Today's episode of The Mom Game is brought to you by our friends at Gateway Buick GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is, Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new Buicks, GMCs, and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaybuickgmc.com, look for the Shop, Click, Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway Buick GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So, when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaybuickgmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. Experience the new Buick. And welcome to episode 220 of The Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones. She's Julie Dobbs. We are not together because our lives are total S shows right now. Julie, maybe yours a little more than mine, for good reason. We'll get into that. You look gorgeous, though, by the way.
Oh, that's very sweet. Here. I feel terrible. That's very sweet.
Oh, my gosh.
Sweet.
You look, the hat and your hair, it's
oh, yeah. Thank you.
Very
complimentary M today. I love it.
Yeah, you look gorge. I look like a drowned rat.
I think that you look gorge.
I just got my hair colored. Julie, where do we start? We're in the Coppola studios, but we don't have any Coppola because Julie's not at her house. I am, but I'm out and I've got to go because I think I would chug an entire bottle of the Sauvignon Blanc at this point in my life. So we've got a lot to get into. First of all, shout out to Coppola because they had us out to the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial Country Club. And I got to go by and say hi to our friend Dave and hang out with him for just a bit, introduce him to my family. And I know you, against my recommendation, took your kids,
yes,
and Kelly out there. But it looks, yes, like y'all had a great time and they were so awesome to us.
Yeah, yeah. I will just say that Coppola was the hero of the day because for whatever reason, over the past few years, we haven't been able to make it out. And Dave and our friends over at Noble Vines and now Coppola have always been so gracious in offering us the opportunity to go hang out with them out at the Colonial, but we haven't been here. And this year, with Kelly around, and we actually had the day available on Sundays, we're like, let's go, let's check it out. You know, and you do the whole, like, balancing act or whatever, trying to figure out about a sitter, and you start adding it up. It's like, okay, $20 an hour for like all day. let's just bring them and see how it goes. And when we found that Coppola like VIP area, it was like the seas parted. It was like, oh, because it was a hot day.
Yeah. And that's okay. So that I don't want people to think I'm just a giant bitch and like, leave your kids at home. But I took my kids out there. We went out there on Friday. And it was just so oppressively hot. And you're, yeah, walking around all different kinds of places. And it just was a lot. And, you know, and my kids are older than yours and should be, you know, fine, you know, okay.
Even then. I mean, it's hard for adults to an extent to walk, yes, around in the heat, yes, like that. So
anyway, that's why I told you.
Yeah. Well, and parking and everything, like, right, the lot that we were going to park in was totally full. So we had to figure that out. So we had to like park and then Uber. And so there was a lot of moving parts. And if we were to go back next year, especially with these VIP area that they give us, we would not bring the kids because we could really fully enjoy the refreshments, yeah, and not have to worry as much. Wow. But it was fun. Ryder's in a kick where he's like really into golf, and he and Kelly went out to the Byron and like they followed Scotty Scheffler around all day, and Ryder really wanted to like actually follow Ricky Fowler. And so, you know, he was mad that we had to go sit in the VIP tent for a bit. And then we got there and I was like, oh, look, Ryder, there's ice cream and everything else. And he was happy, but he's into golf, so he could deal with it. Anna was a little bit of a struggle. Yeah. And Kelly ended up at one point having both of them on his shoulders, walking all around in the heat. So, yeah, I mean, your advice was valid. But at that point, we just already had committed to bringing them.
Yeah. Well, and a fun experience for them too.
Yeah. But no, it's an awesome setup that Coppola has over there. And I was really proud. I was proud that we were partners with them. They are the official wine sponsor out there at the Colonial, and it's their big like activation. It's their big event of the year. And they went all out. They knew it was going to be hot. So they had branding on like two different types of fans, you know. It was like, that's brilliant. You know, everybody's going to be like freaking out for these fans. And so we got a bunch of those, and I took some pictures with them, posted on the Mom Game. And I know they said that you popped by a few days before too. So, it was really cool. I was really proud to be partners with them, and, they just killed it out there at the Colonial. And then I got to enjoy some of that delicious Prosecco as well, which always helps.
Yay. I know, I had me a little, Prosecco mimosa.
Nice.
Okay. We're going to shift things around a little bit, because I think we need to lead with the news. The TMG news desk brought to us by our friends at North Texas Food Bank, because we got a lot of news to discover. And super excited, speaking of partners, about our new partnership with North Texas Food Bank.
Yes. You know, and I wonder if this news that we're going to talk about, like how much that affects a place like North Texas Food Bank too. And I hope that they fared okay, and their operation headquarters fared okay in the storm, because they're doing so much good. And they definitely don't need anything getting in the way of all of the hard work that they're doing for the community. They are committed to a hunger-free, healthy North Texas. And they have a really big event coming up. And that's really what we want to get the word out about. We had Erica Yeager on from the North Texas Food Bank. So hopefully you saw that and you learned about what they do and how passionate they are about what they do, and how essential they are to the community here in DFW. And one of the events that they have coming up that they really need our help with and our participation in, because it's their biggest fundraising event, is the Taste of the Cowboys event. And it's coming up soon. It's on June 7th. It's hosted by the Dallas Cowboys at their headquarters at the Star in Frisco. And it's going to be so much fun. I'm going to be there with Kelly. Our producer Ashley is going to be there. We're going to be capturing all kinds of fun social content. We're going to be eating. We're going to be drinking. We're going to be dancing to John Michael Montgomery, who's going to be performing, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's the Taste of the Cowboys event, and there are still some tickets left. I don't think there's a ton, so go get your tickets now to hang out with us. And this is, like I said, the North Texas Food Bank's biggest fundraiser, to where they can help provide children with access to nearly 14.2 million years. That's how many meals that they've been able to help with since this event began. 14.2
million years?
Meals. I might have said years. Did I say years?
Whatever.
I don't know. But I meant to say meals. If I said years, I meant meals, because that's how many meals that they have been able to donate since this event began back in 2014 for kids. So it's a huge event for them. Go to ntfb.org/themomgame, and then you're going to have to type in a password too, and that password is the mom game, all lowercase, right? Yes.
Yes.
So make sure that you do that, so that the mom game gets credit for sending you there. And you can go hang out with us. And if you go there, come find me and let's enjoy some food and some drink together and dance and have some fun with the North Texas Food Bank.
Yay. Okay, Julie. So the news of the day for us and of the week is the fact that you haven't had electricity for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Because we had some giant storms move through DFW. Lots of people affected. Some people lost their lives. It's no bueno, for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been really bad.
I know Fort Worth actually kind of got lucky. Usually, I feel like the worst of the weather, I don't know, the lesser, I don't know. The,
yeah.
Whatever. It's usually worse in Fort Worth, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Maybe I just feel like that because I live here. But Dallas got hit hard.
Yeah, Dallas got hit very hard. And our area got hit really hard. But it's funny because I've been driving around now in various areas throughout the, like, Dallas, greater Dallas area. And they all look like they got hit hard. Like, it's crazy how widespread this storm was. But from our perspective, like 6 a.m. I guess on, what is today, Thursday, 6 a.m. on Tuesday morning, Kelly decided to start a new workout routine, and this was day one of it. So he was up at 5:30 and he went to a neighbor's house and they were like working out in the garage. So I was up at 5:30 and couldn't go back to sleep. And then the storm hit right after that. So I got a tornado warning update on my phone. It was first a tornado watch and then it was a tornado warning. And, you know, as a mom, you have to make the decision like, okay, is this real? Like, do I wake up the kids? Do we take cover? What's happening? It all came out of nowhere. You know, we were asleep. But I did decide to go wake them up because they are both in rooms, you know, with windows nearby. And it sounded really strong. Like the winds were very, very strong. So I woke them both up. And then we went and got under our stairs, which is our little storm shelter area. And then I heard banging on the door. I was like, what in the world is this? Like, is this, you know, grandfather storm coming to take us all? Like, who? What kind of man is at my door? Boy, like, is this
Grandfather
it?
Storm introducing a new character, Grandfather Storm, not to be confused with like, Mother Nature or Father Time. This is Grandfather Storm.
It's like, is this God? Is this it for us? What? And he's coming to take us. So I'm like, what? Who is knocking? Like, I knew Kelly was gone, but I just figured he'd be taking cover at this person's house. He was like trying to be a hero to come back and be with us. So he drove through the storm and then was banging on the front door because I had deadbolted it so it didn't blow open. So I was like staring at it like, who is that?
Oh, boy. He's legitimately standing
in a tornado. He's like, let me in. So I let him in. And so then at least he was there with us. But the actual tornado, like, never, I think it touched down maybe in Garland. I never really heard. But it was just like strong enough winds that it was essentially tornado winds. And so it blew all kinds of trees down in our neighborhood and really all around Dallas. Cause I was in Farmers Branch yesterday, drove up to Plano yesterday because we ended up staying with our friends only for a few hours, but there were trees down everywhere. So the trees crashed into power lines and it's just a disaster. Big giant trees, totally uprooted. And so we immediately lost power. And so that was 6 a.m. Tuesday. And so we spent all day Tuesday, all day Wednesday without power. And we had committed to the fact that it probably wasn't going to come back until like Friday or Saturday, because that's what we had heard Encore saying, everyone should have it back by then. And so yesterday afternoon, we decided to go stay up at our friend's house in Plano. And about 3 hours after we had been there and we ate dinner and we were watching the stars and we were about to start getting ready for bed, we got the text from our street that the lights came back on. So, yay! Lights came back on. So we drove back home, and we spent the night there. We still don't have internet or cable, so there's no TV or Wi-Fi. And I think that's just our cable company, Spectrum, from what I hear. Other people have it, but Spectrum still hasn't gotten it back. So that's why I'm here doing the podcast at the beautiful Dallas Athletic Club in the wine room. Figured that would be fitting because I don't have internet yet at home. So it was rough. I mean, the house was just getting to the point where it was like unbearable yesterday, like to where we couldn't be in there for more than, you know, 30 minutes without it being too hot. Because the weather was getting really hot. So it's just rough. It's just so funny when you like zap everything away from the kids and from your family and your life and you realize like how much you rely on electricity for everything. You know, we kept being like, oh, well, we can turn on a fan. Oh, no. Well, we can, you know, let me just microwave some food. Nope. Like Anna's doing this little camp that miraculously stayed open because the woman, it's an art camp and her house had power. And I was trying to pack her lunch every day. And I'm like, I don't have anything in the fridge. Like we had to basically remove everything out of the freezer. So I'm looking into the pantry to pack a whole lunch and I've got like peanut butter and crackers. And then of course she's like, I don't like that. I don't want that. I'm like, you cannot be picky right now. You're lucky that I have any food in this house. So anyways, it was a good lesson for me. I don't know that the kids learned any lessons because they're still being, you know, picky and whatever.
But they don't understand.
They don't get it.
I mean, it's hard for adults. I remember when it was, okay, so here's a question. So it's been hot. I mean, not terribly oppressively hot. Well, no, it has been. It's been hot.
Just recently,
So remember when we had a few years ago when we were all frozen over and with no electricity? So which one are you picking? Are we going frozen, no electricity? Or are we going sweltering, no electricity?
Well, for us personally, the frozen was a lot worse. Like, the house got really cold really quick.
Yeah.
I think because we had the AC on for so long, it took a while, you know, for it to really get too hot. But at least with the, I don't know, it's both, they're both bad. I will say I was really glad we had the water. We still had, you know, we could still use the bathroom, and we had running water. I was thinking, which one's worse, no running water or no electricity? I was almost thinking, like no electricity, because you can, you know, with the sunshine going through your windows, you at least still have light and stuff. And you can wash your hands and you can shower and you can flush the toilet and stuff. But I don't know. Both are terrible. And it's crazy because I just feel like in the past, like, couple of years here in DFW, we've dealt with so much stuff. It's wild.
A lot of weather. Yeah.
A lot of weather. It's crazy.
Okay. So, but good news is you have power.
Yeah. We have power.
I know. And now it's storming again, for the love.
Oh my gosh. I think it's coming again.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's pouring down rain, and then my dog's freaking out.
Oh no.
So that's why we're not together. Sorry. I got a little sidetracked by the monster
by the storm
in my house.
Yeah. Cause you have a lot of big windows. Were you, is it scary so, when there's storms?
And I think I've told you this. So Caddy used to not be scared of storms. Since we moved into this house, and I just paid to get my windows clean, Julie. It's so upsetting.
Oh, no.
It's up because there's a lot of windows. But
yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, but yes, it is. It's kind of freaky, like, seeing a storm like that. We do have a storm shelter, you know. But if, oh, my gosh, I don't even want to think about what would happen because we do have a ton of windows. But, yeah, anyway, weather's crazy. That's why we're not together. That's why we're kind of a mess. You have more of an excuse than I do. My excuse for being a mess is the fact that I had to cover up my grays. So I had a hair appointment this morning, and I had to let it sit extra long. She was like, you need a full 45 minutes with this because you had a lot of grays. So anyway, so that's why I've just been, I don't know, I just feel, I don't know if it's the first week of summer, but like, I don't know, like, I feel like I can't get caught up. I can't get ahead of things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You will.
But, and I should shut up because I've had electricity the whole time. I don't have to throw away everything in my refrigerator. So I'll shut up.
That was like, the timing was bad because we had, you know, it was the last week of school last week. And then we had Anna's birthday, and it was just like a kind of like a party weekend, Memorial Day.
Yep.
We went out to the golf tournament. Memorial Day, we were here at the pool and like just had, you know, a lot of fun. And then I was like, I'm going to use the beginning of this week. Kids are in camps. So I'm just going to catch up on everything.
Yeah.
My insurance expires in one day.
Oh, dear.
For our whole family. So I've been working on that stuff, too. So I was like, I'm just going to get caught up on all these things. And then this happened, and there's no power, no electricity, no nothing. So I haven't gotten caught up in anything. And now there's more to catch up on.
I know,
so it's
honey.
A lot.
Well,
I feel,
hang in there,
I feel
that there's a lot of people in the same boat as you. So
there are a ton. Gosh.
Yeah.
And a lot of people still haven't gotten their power back. So they're still in the dark. I mean, it's miserable. So hopefully people have found, like, alternative places to sleep at this point.
For sure.
And I know Encore's working hard.
Yeah.
Are you
allegedly.
Okay?
No, I'm just kidding. Of course they are. Okay, let's talk a little sports scortsy stuff.
Okay.
Brought to us by our friends at Tylock George Eye Care, which we are both going to be at in a couple of weeks because we are both getting eye surgery. I forget exactly what mine's called. It's for like old people who've already had LASIK 15 years ago and it's worn off. But you're getting the regular LASIK, which you will love. And my LASIK lasted 15 plus years. And so we're going to, you know, the Contura Vision. Is that right?
That's what I'm getting. Yep.
Oh, you're getting Contura Vision. Okay. I forget what I'm getting. A refractive lens exchange. I'm not sure. Oh, yeah, the advanced technology cataract procedures. So I'm actually having like early onset cataracts, apparently. So this will help me long term further down the road. Tylock George was the first in Texas to use the WaveLight refractive suite and a leading provider in the nation for Contura Vision LASIK, which is what you're getting. For me, we went through this whole process of what is best for me, because it's not quite as simple as yours, where it's just like, okay, cut and dry LASIK. We're having to do two different surgeries, one on each eye a week apart. But I really appreciated the fact that they were so thorough with me, as far as like going over the options, what the long-term benefits were, all that kind of stuff. So they really are super awesome. And I am super excited to share my experience, because I think for a lot of people my age, you think that you just don't have a choice. You're just going to have to go to readers or contacts or whatever. And that's definitely not the case. So super excited about this. We're going to document all of it on our social media. Ashley's going to be there to kind of go through the surgeries with us, and they're going to allow us to, you know, have cameras in there or our phones or whatever, so we can record everything. So it will be a really cool experience. And Tylett, Georgia is actually where I got my original LASIK 16, 17 years ago. They have performed tens of thousands of cataract and LASIK procedures. Widely regarded as one of the most skilled eye surgeons in the country is Dr. George. So super excited to work with them. Check them out online at tylett.com. You can also use a special code to get a discount on your procedure should you decide this is something for you. It's tylock.com/TMG. So we've got our own little unique URL that you can check it all out, and let them know that the Mom Game sent you. And of course, they're also the official LASIK provider of the Texas Rangers, which is a natural fit for us. So super excited about our improved vision with Tylock George. Julie.
I can't wait. Yeah.
I know. I'm so excited. There's so many noises going on in my house.
Are you okay?
Okay. Sports. Mavericks up 3-1, and they play tonight, which is Thursday. We're actually recording on Thursday. Hopefully we'll release on Thursday if we can wrap this up quick enough for Ashley to get it done. So Stars and Mavericks both in their conference finals, which is super exciting. Mavericks up 3-1, and then they play game 5 in Minnesota. It's so crazy tonight. To think that they're going to go to the Western Conference. I mean, they're going to go to the NBA finals.
They got to win first, though. It would have been really awesome if they could have just gotten a sweep.
I know. But still,
they should. They will. They should be, and they likely will be. But that's just what you don't want the players to be like, we're in, you know, because Minnesota, like, well, just winning that war.
Right. And to have any hope, which is exactly kind of what they did.
And yeah.
I know. And they're so fun to watch. I was listening to The Ticket today. Is that okay to say?
Now and then. I listened to them on my way here. Okay. It's okay.
It's our way, but it's not like we're listening to The Freak.
I don't have anything to listen to anymore on The Freak.
And they were talking about how many alley-oops the Mavericks have. It's like 843 in the next, you know, in the playoffs. And it's not. It's like 40-something. But then the next closest team is like 9. Like, same with it. I mean, they're
Derek
just
Jones, Jr.
fun team to watch. Like, you know, they're exciting, and Luka's got great court vision. I mean, the shit he can see is unbelievable. So they're fun to watch. And it's just so much fun when our teams are winning, you know?
It's so fun. It's so fun having something like every single night right now to watch. I'm going to actually be sad when the Mavs win, and if, knock on wood, the Mavs clinch and they clinch their spot to the NBA Finals, because I don't think they're going to start till like June 6th.
I know. We're going to have a healthy break.
We're going to have a void in the action. But yeah, the Mavs are so fun to watch. I just love hearing the national media gush about them and gush about Luka and gush about Kyrie. And it's fun watching.
Derek Lively. I mean, he was such a key in this cog in this wheel or whatever it's called.
Cog in the wheel. That sounds right. Yeah. He's amazing, and I hope he's okay. I think he's questionable for tonight because he took that bad fall, like, right on his head, and they had to worry about concussion-like symptoms, and you could tell in game 4 without him, they're just a little bit discombobulated, and they had Dwight Powell kind of stepping up in his place, and Maxi Kleber got in game 4, and then we saw more from Derek Jones Jr. and Dante Exum. Like, game 4 was weird because we were getting a lot of different people involved, and I think that that's not necessarily a bad thing, but for them all to be getting back involved in the same game, you could tell they were just a little bit off, right? Like, rhythm wise, and that they were missing Derek Lively, especially right there underneath the hoop. So we'll see. Hopefully he gets back. And I just love him. Like, he's so sweet. And he has that sweet story with his sweet mom.
I know.
That just passed away. And, like, he talks about her all the time. And he posts about her and how he's going to make more free throws because he knows that, you know, that must have been something. Because she was a basketball coach. And that must be something she was just always drilling into him. Like, don't miss your free throws. If nothing else, don't miss your free throws. And I guess he had a bad free throw night. And he was like, don't worry, mom. I'm going to be better. You know, it's like, no, gosh, I just hope that. I know. And so to see him.
And he's 20 years old, isn't he? He's
he's a rookie. Yeah, they just drafted him.
Yeah.
And he had gotten, I mean, he's had quite a few injuries this season so far. And even in that same game, I guess it was game 3 where he got hurt, like he had gotten hurt even in that same game prior to that. And then he was okay. And then it was like, he got hurt again. It was like, oh no, this is a big one. So hopefully he'll play tonight and he'll be better. But Gafford has been really good too. You know, playing a little bit more in his place. So funny watching Charles Barkley, like, Kelly, do you watch their post-game show?
Yeah.
Kelly and I were watching it the other night. I'm like, he just legit, I think because he is who he is and because he's so funny and because the whole vibe of the show is just to be loose and have fun, like, you can just tell that he legit doesn't do much homework.
he doesn't apologize for it.
And apologize for it. They had Daniel Gafford on set, and he called him PJ. He called him PJ Washington, who's like the other guy that came over in the trade to his face. Like, he was like, oh, yeah, PJ, like, all like, oh, we're bros. And like, and then his, you know, one of the other guys, Ernie or whoever, was like, that's Gafford. That's Daniel. And you could tell he was like, oh, crap, you know, and then like came back with like a real like intimate question to try to make up for it. Kelly and I were laughing so hard because I just told Kelly, I was like, it's so funny watching him because he just like, you know, he just, you can tell he hasn't, like, he doesn't spend time doing a whole lot of prep or homework, but he doesn't need to. He just carries so much like charisma and weight with him, with his name, and that he is that post game show. But I thought it was really funny seeing that. And he's been like bitching about the Texas heat, and then he got in a tornado while he was here. Like, they were all in town for this weather. I was thinking about Charles Barkley.
There are very few people who can get away with him, with what he does.
Yeah.
But he's one of them. And he's entertaining. He is so entertaining. Maybe so that should be like our new Dirk, like ultimate guest. Can you imagine having Charles Barkley on the Mom Game?
Oh, that should be our new Dirk.
He's so fun.
I wouldn't have anywhere to start.
And actually, he owes me $50. So when the Mavs won the championship in 2011, mm-hmm. we made a bet. There's zero chance he remembers it. And because he's probably made 800 of those since. But I can't remember what it was. I think that just simply that the Mavs would win the finals. But I remember us betting $50 because he was, you know, he was in Dallas a lot. And I was pregnant as all get out.
I bet he will remember. If you were really pregnant?
Oh, my God. I was so pregnant.
I bet he'll remember. How many really pregnant people has he made a bet with that the Mavs would win the finals?
This is true. But I don't know. Maybe that's our end.
Hey, so were you covering the team that year? Like, covered that run. Okay. So it was like a media member friendly kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would see him at the arena and we would have, very limited conversations and whatever. And we made a bet $50 that the Mavs would win the finals. And I said they would. And he said, no,
that's a great in. He might remember you.
So doubt it, but something to aim for. It is something to aim for.
We gotta get with his people.
Let's hit on the Stars because now, let's talk about scary. Now it's 2-2.
Now it's 2-2. And they have been just playing so well. And then they went into Edmonton and had that good comeback win a couple of games ago. And then last night in Edmonton, they scored early, and then Edmonton was able to tie it up. And then Edmonton scored a couple of quick goals and ended up winning that game. The Stars just couldn't mount a comeback. And, man, that looks like a really crazy hard place to play. Like, the fans there are insane.
They're crazy.
Yeah, they're crazy. But, you know, the Stars are such a good road team. And you saw Jason Robertson a couple of games ago with the hat trick, which is just awesome to see him get going, because he's someone who has really good regular seasons and then sometimes in the playoffs can tail off a bit just because of the heavy hitting kind of style that you see in the playoffs, and the tight coverage and all that isn't really – it doesn't vibe with him very well. So to see him bust out for three was really good. But yeah, it's going to be a great series. I liked the Wayne Gretzky quote because Wayne Gretzky, you know, is on the post game show for the Western Conference Finals. And his quote was like, the thing about this series is that you just can't figure it out. Like, you think you have this series figured out and that the Stars are the better team. And then all of a sudden Edmonton comes out and has a game like they had last night at home. So that thing's now all tied up 2 games apiece. And it looks like it's going to go to, you know, 6-7 games. And it's a tough draw for them. But I still think the Stars are the better team. I think once they get home, they'll get things back on track. They just have so many different players. They have so many different offensive weapons that can hit you, and so many different layers of attack. Chris Tanev, Miro Heiskanen is probably their best defenseman, but Chris Tanev's like their biggest and most sturdy defensive defenseman. He's injured, and we don't know if he's going to be able to play. So I think Pete DeBoer last night was saying fingers crossed that he's able to play, which is kind of a weird coach thing to say. It's like, oh, my fingers are crossed. So we'll see what happens with them back here at the American Airlines Center. But it really is a fun series to watch, if nothing else.
Yeah, I know. It is super fun. And it would be so cool to have both the Mavs and the Stars in the finals.
Can you imagine?
Oh my gosh. This place would be bananas.
Crazy.
It would be so much fun.
I like seeing like the things on social media. Like, look what the Rangers did. Like, the Rangers won and the other teams were just watching and they're like, okay, yeah, this looks fun. Now it's our turn. Let's try harder. I know.
It'll be so fun if it happens.
Yes.
Okay. Last little bit here. What's on your feed? What's in your craw? Thanks to our friends at Rev, which of course Rev is who runs Globe Life Field and all the activities there outside of Rangers games. So concerts, any kind of thing that you can think of at Globe Life Field other than Rangers games, that is the responsibility and the work of our friends at Rev Entertainment. And they've got a really cool event coming up that I know you went to last year. It is Family Field Day, and it's returning to Globe Life Field on Saturday, June 29th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Beat the heat, celebrate the summer indoors at the home of the world champions. So many fun activities for all members of the family, including catch on the field, yard games, inflatables, and so much more. Also, the World Series championship trophy.
Nice.
This trophy will be on site and available for photos. Also, we'll feature special appearances by Rangers captain and the Rangers six shooters. And special this year, VIP tickets are available for early access starting at 9 a.m. So if you want to get there a little early, beat the crowd, you can purchase a VIP ticket. So just go to globelifefield.com/familyfieldday to get your tickets. And for more information, we'll be posting about that a lot too on our social media to keep that at the forefront of everyone's mind. But June 29th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Globe Life Field. Family Field Day, a good time for all, Julie.
Yes, we loved going last year. The kids think it's so cool to run around on that field and be able to play. They played wiffle ball and Anna got her face painted. Lots of fun. Highly recommend. I'm going to look at our calendar and see if we can maybe go again this year.
Yeah, we'll be in Florida. It is so much fun, though. I mean, just seeing like all the stuff that they have. I mean, it's literally like just, and they're, the kids are contained. It's like, just get after it.
Yeah. It's great. If we go this year, we're going to bring our gloves because there were a lot of dads and sons playing catch out there, which looked really cool. And you could tell that's like a memory to go out in the outfield and play catch and then play wiffle ball and all that. So hopefully we'll see some of our listeners out there. globelifefield.com/familyfieldday.
For sure. We'll be driving back from Florida, so we won't be there, but that'll be super fun. I think I just said that already, actually.
Yeah. Did you tell them about our code at checkout for that?
Do we have a code?
Yeah, we just got word today.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so globelifefield.com/familyfieldday, like Emily said, but then you can use the code MOMGAME in all caps at checkout, and you will receive an exclusive discount offer.
Okay, so MOMGAME.
Yes, MOMGAME, all caps. MOMGAME, all caps. Yeah, I think we're going to... Ash and I were talking just a little before this. I think we're going to work on some sort of list with all these codes to be able to post, because we have a lot of hot codes right now that we want to get out there to the peeps.
Okay, so did you see the news about who's going to be a dad?
About who's going to be a dad? I don't know.
And I haven't told Hattie yet.
Can you guess? I did see it. Is that for real?
It
Joey
is.
Gallo.
It is. Joey's going to be a dad. And I haven't told Addy yet. Because I texted him last night and I just was saying, you know, congratulations and all this kind of stuff. And I said, Hattie will expect to be the godmother. She started laughing. I'm super excited for him. But also, can you imagine, like, Joey's a really private guy. Like, he's not out there. And so it kind of not broke my heart for him, but it made me, like, I felt not sad. I don't know. Like, I kind of felt like a mother, like, oh my gosh, this is he, like, I know that this is not what he would have wanted. Like,
for it to be like a tabloid headline.
Yes.
Because who's the chick?
With it's Mark Davis, like the Raiders owner. It's like,
yeah. Oh, that's, yeah.
So awkward to like have that out there, which apparently there was like nothing to that. She was like a Raiders cheerleader or something. And she got invited to, you know, sit in a suite. And she was like there was never anything romantic.
Okay, because it was like this woman is having Mark Davis's baby. And then it was like, psych, she's actually having Joey Gallo's baby.
Yeah, like, how random is that? Like, I don't know. I just felt bad for him.
That.
Like,
okay.
The guy who's, I know for a fact is not seeking out media attention, like regular media or social media. Like, that is, like, not his bag. Like, to have that come out, like, that has just got to be really jarring. You know, yeah. And so I was just, you know, just wanted to check in on him. I'm like, you know, you're doing okay. Like, I realize this isn't really your thing, you know, to have headlines about you and especially weird ones like that. And I don't know. It just made me sad for the whole situation.
Did he say he was okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's excited. You know, he's excited to be a dad. Like, I think he probably is a little weirded out by the whole speculation around it, and rightfully so.
Is it a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's her name?
I forget.
Okay.
We forget. And he hadn't told me about her, not that he should have or whatever, but we hadn't talked about it. It's not like I knew for, you know, that they had been dating.
Right.
But apparently, yeah, they're excited about it. And I don't know how long they've been dating or whatever, or what their plans are, but he seems excited to be a dad, and I'm excited for him. But I do think, like, can you imagine how weird that would be?
Really
if you're,
weird.
Well, first of all, like, imagine if you're her, like, and people are speculating that this is Mark Davis's baby.
How
because
does that
she
even happen?
Him at a football game like a couple of years ago or something. And then I don't know. It just weirds me out. Like,
yeah,
it must be suck to be like famous. And she's not, but she is in the social media world though, Julie. Like, that's the thing.
Is.
Don't you think, right? Isn't she an influencer? I don't know. I mean, it's just so different now.
Hayden Hopkins.
Like, it's not like you have to be in movies or on a television show to be famous anymore. Like, these people who are,
like,
social media famous are just as famous, if not more, than the people who are in movies and television shows or whatever.
So her name is Hayden Hopkins, and she's a Cirque du Soleil dancer.
Okay, she's beautiful, and
see the picture. They show the picture. So the headline, like, this is the New York Post. Dancer Hayden Hopkins having baby with Joey Gallo after shutting down Mark Davis rumors. So is that, like, how she shut down the rumors? She's like, no, that's not true. Look at, actually, I'm having a baby with Joey Gallo.
Right. So it's like she had to come out and say it. Like, even if they were trying to, like, be private about it.
And then they have, like, a side-by-side of Joey Gallo and Mark Davis, and it's hilarious.
First of all, Hayden, is that her name? Hayden, you made a good choice, honey.
Like, good choice.
You nailed that one. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. And McAfee's involved in all of this, and he had to apologize. He said, I apologize. I guess he was the one spreading the rumor about Mark Davis. He said, I apologize for perpetuating a lie. I understand how happy you guys should be at this moment. It would suck to have a 70-year-old billionaire looming over it. I'd like to apologize to Hayden and let the world know, hey, we got to make sure we get these things right. I spread lies in the middle of the Braun Strowman JD McDonough match last night. Mark Davis is not the father.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So anyway, it's just really
weird,
strange time, Julie, because of social media. Like, I don't know. It's just, I mean, shit is wild. Like, that is wild, right? Like,
yeah.
It's very yeah. wild. So anyway, but congrats to Joey. I mean, I love him so much. And he has been, like I said, so good to Hattie. And she.
I know. They're him. So sweet. Hattie knows how, like, you're not going to explain how they made a baby or anything, are you?
I think, suddenly, I think she's got some good ideas. but no, she'll be excited for him. I mean, it's not like, I mean, she really likes him. Like, she's just always liked him. Yes. I don't think she has, like,
it's really cute. Because she doesn't have crushes on boys, like, other boys she yet, does right?
not have, no, she does it's not just have Joey crushes Gallen. On boys her age. I mean, yeah. she's. Like, she reserves that for pretty much just Joey.
Yeah.
But anyway, so congrats to Joey. Sorry about social media and weird people saying weird shit about, you know, the woman carrying your first child. Like,
yeah.
Sorry about the world, dude.
So weird. But other headline, just real quick, because this whole Scottie Scheffler thing has been huge in the news, and we hadn't really talked about it yet, but his charges got dropped. So Scottie Scheffler going to jail as he was trying to report to the PGA championship a couple of weeks ago was now all for naught. They dropped the charges. He went to jail. He got into some altercation with a cop because the cop was trying to tell him not to go a certain way. And all he was trying to do was get to his like 6 a.m. or get there early to get ready for his early tea time. That whole story was insane.
So insane. Yeah,
so insane.
Everything
it was crazy.
We're
it
all
seems insane. Like just another cop. This is a Louisville cop in Kentucky at Valhalla Golf Club, and just seems like another cop that was.
I think he just got a little
power trip situation.
Jealous. Yeah, sounds like
I couldn't
it.
Believe
Scottie
that.
Scottie's handled it great. It seems like he's like, yeah, right, let's just
like
move
brand
on.
New dad. Can you imagine if you're his wife? Like they just had a baby. He goes off to the PGA Championship. He's like, okay, I'll
can you
see you soon.
Getting that phone call?
You get a mugshot of your husband from when he's driving to go play golf. Like,
I
what?
Know. And like immediately everybody's like, oh my gosh, did he get going on a bender? Like he's like, yes, I'm away from the newborn. I'm gonna tie one on right. before round two or whatever it was. And they're like, no, actually he was. I think he was just trying to get to work early. I know it's all crazy. Everything's crazy and I'm crazy. And
it is crazy.
Just a crazy world.
It's all crazy. The last thing, Emily, with what's on our feed, Travis Kelce, I don't think he got booed at the American Airlines Center because, you know, Travis Kelce and Pat Mahomes were at game, three. You saw that, right?
Yep.
They were like sitting on the front row and, apparently, they showed him on the Jumbotron, and everyone booed him. And I think Bryson DeChambeau was also shown on the Jumbotron, like, right around the same time, and people were booing him. But now there's, like, all these national headlines, like, that Travis Kelce was booed in Dallas, and, like, he had to make a comment about it. And he's like, I understand. I'm not from Texas. I understand why they would boo me. But I don't think that they were booing Travis Kelce. I think they were booing Bryson DeChambeau.
I don't know that I could pick Bryson DeChambeau out of a lineup, honestly.
Well, they just showed him with his name, you know what I
mean? With his name. Right. Yeah. But also, too, don't you think, Julie, people have Taylor fatigue. People are angry at Taylor and Travis because they've gotten so much attention, and they're both uber successful and attractive people, and people don't like that. They like to build you up and then completely tear you down.
I know.
And then
I was a little sad,
again.
Though.
Right. Right. So I
don't want him to not like us
to boo
here.
Him because they're petty and dumb and whatever, jealous, like whatever. Okay.
Yeah. I thought it was cool he was supporting the Mavs. I love how Mahomes and Kelce and like how they're all Mavs fans because there's no team in Kansas City.
Travis was at the World Series too.
He was at the World Series. Yeah. So I think it's pretty cool. So now I'm a little bummed that he might have a bad taste in his mouth, but he was wearing his sunglasses the whole game inside.
Oh, douchey.
It's a little douchey.
So douchey.
I know. So that's anyway, are the what's on my feeds. Comments.
Okay. All right. I love it. Okay. We've made it.
We did.
Hopefully we'll be back to normal and in studio next week. We should be. So
yeah.
We'll have some Coppola wine and
we need to be back in that beautiful little studio room.
Yes. Yes. Should I tell? What is
she's sitting?
Oh, bless her heart. Should I tell Hattie about the news?
Yeah.
So, guess who's going to be a dad?
Who? Joey.
How'd you know?
Actually?
Yes.
He's married?
Well, not exactly just yet, but...
He's a girlfriend?
Yeah. Can they name it Hattie?
That's a good idea, Hattie.
He would want to be the godmother, and he laughed, but...
I think that's a nice homage to Hattie.
Send her my gift.
Name her Hattie.
I'll send her my gift.
Is it a girl or...
I don't know. I didn't ask him. Yeah, I didn't ask him. Well, I hope it's a girl. It's a girl, so he can name it Hattie.
Aww.
Okay.
When are they coming over?
They're coming over. Julie's coming over later today. Okay, say bye. We got to go.
Jennifer Ashley's.
They are, too. Do you want to do mom game out with us?
Okay.
Peace signs. Put your phone down. Peace signs. Mom game out. Okay.
Yeah, come on, right. Hattie. We haven't had a Hattie appearance in a while.
And so, Joey, if you're listening, Hattie wants you to name, if it's a girl, she'll name it Hattie. Okay.
I'm sure he's listening.
Okay, Jules, love you.
See you soon. See you in a bit.
1, 2, 3, mom game out. You got to say mom game out, Hats. Louder.
Hattie game out.
The Mom Game is proud to partner with local GEICO offices, Victoria Elliott, proudly serving your local community.